So today we are having discussion on text number 9, chapter number 9, text number 13. So even though I am not qualified for speaking in front of you, once again I want to repeat that I am making a bold attempt to discuss on some concepts as told by Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, text number 13, chapter number 9. So here, Krishna gives the description of Mahatma. Mahatmanastu mam partha. Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Devim prakriti ashrita. Devim prakriti ashrita. Bhajantyanyamanaso. Bhajantyai ananyamanaso. Bhajantyai ananyamanaso. Natva bhutadid avyayam. Gnatva bhutadim avyayam. Mahatmanastu mam partha. Devim prakriti mashrita. Bhajantyananyamanaso. Natva bhutadim avyayam. Mahatmanastu mam partha. Devim prakriti mashrita. Bhajantyananyamanaso. Natva bhutadim avyayam. So, I read the translation, word-to-word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Mahatmanaha, the great souls. Please repeat after me. Mahatmanaha, the great souls. To, but, mom, unto me, partha, O son of partha, Pritha. Son of Pritha, Daivim, divine, Prakritim, nature, Ashritha, having taken shelter of, Bhajanti, rendering service. Ananya manasa, without deviation of the mind. Gnatva, knowing. Bhuta, of creation. Adim, the origin. Avyayam, inexhaustible. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. So, Dipparpat by Srila Prabhupada, I will just read. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is that affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders onto Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. This is the qualification. One cannot become free from the control of material nature as soon as he... One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not deliver his attention, divert his attention to anything outside Krishna. Because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through the association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to any other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya. We all can read together? Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurunnilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Bhyascha Krupa Sindho Bhyayevaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
So today we all are able to assemble here because of Prabhupada only. If Prabhupada had not been there, or if he had not attempted to go to West and preach, then we would not have been sitting here. So Prabhupada's contribution is immense. So in this verse, the description of Mahatma is given. The first sign of Mahatma, the very first sign of Mahatma, is that he is situated in the divine nature. We all are under the influence of material nature only, because we have some problem or the other, some attraction or the other, something or the other. Becoming Mahatma is very difficult. Totally situating under the divine nature becomes difficult unless we totally practice and we are totally committed. And he is not under the control of material energy, material nature. Not only that, it is not that he is simply under the control of divine nature and he is happy, he is blissful all the way. No, he does the devotional service fully, totally, 24 hours Krishna's service. Knowing the background, knowing Krishna fully well, that he is the origin and he is the most inexhaustible. He is the one who is avyayam, is inexhaustible. Actually, the divine qualities are explained. Divine qualities are explained in chapter 6. Ajay beta, please come. Come in. Wait. Divine qualities are explained in the chapter 16, from 16.1 to 16.3. I will just go through fast because our time is very short. So here, Sri Bhagavan Vacha Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhir Jnana Yoga Vyavastitihi Danam Damascha Yajnascha Svadvayastapa Arjavam Ahimsa Satyam Akrodashat Krodastyaga Shantirapeshanam Daya Bhuteshvalo Luptam Ardhavam Hira Chapalam Teja Kshamadriti Shauchamadroho Nati Manita Bhavanti Sampadam Devi Mabijatasya Bharata. Here, Bhagavan Krishna, Sri Krishna, explains the 26 qualities from 16.1. Text 1 to text 3. The qualities are, I will just go through one by one. You can read one quality. Fearlessness.
One, fearlessness. Purification of one's existence.
3. Cultivation of spiritual
knowledge.
Self control.
Performance of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Study of the Vedas.
Austerity. Yeah. Simplicity. Right? Then, Matajis.
Non-violence.
Truthfulness. Yeah, next.
Freedom from anger.
Yeah.
Renunciation.
Tranquility, which is quietness. Again here.
Aversion to fault finding.
Compassion.
Freedom from greed.
Gentleness.
Modesty.
Steady determination.
Vigor.
Forgiveness.
Fortitude,
cleanliness,
freedom from envy,
freedom from the passion
for honor. All these 26 qualities are given as the divine nature. These The moment a person who is totally under the control of divine nature, he obtains all the 26 qualities, which even if we try to get at least some of them, it will be a great achievement. So our attempt should be that these divine qualities we slowly try to develop. Now we will discuss why, how we can be able to develop these qualities in this small, short, brief lecture. We have half an hour time. So the person who is born in his hand and the legs, he cannot free himself. He needs help of somebody. And that somebody, if he is also born, then he cannot free. So we, if we want to come out of this bondage and get ourselves free, we have to seek somebody who is not born. And that will be the representative of Krishna. So we have to surrender to Krishna or his representative, or and his representative. That is the only way we can come out. That's what in 7.14 Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Daivi hesha gunamai mamaya duratyaya mameva ye parpadyante maya metam tarantiti. It is so difficult. You don't think that the maya is easy way we can just come out. No. Krishna himself says, yes, I made it difficult because he is under my control. Daivi hesha gunamai mamaya duratyaya mameva ye parpadyante maya metam tarantiti. Only by surrendering to me, you can come out. Only by surrendering. There is no other process. If somebody thinks that, oh, I will try to read all the Vedas and all Puranas, everything I comprehend, I will perform the yajnas or the sacrifices and I will try to obtain, come out of this or go to jungle and try to do all this. No. First, the basic thing is surrendering to Krishna. And that is possible by surrendering to the spiritual master. Actually, we all, after taking the birth, we grow up and then attain the middle age, then old age and die or any. It is not that after death, it is finished off. No. We have to take the body off. See, you can see so many bodies. Any body, as per our karma, the activities which we have performed in this life and what we have performed in the previous life. One by one after the other, as per our desire, as per our desires which were accumulated over the so many births. So one by one, they try to, you try to fulfill, we try to fulfill one by one, all of them. And again, one birth is, the human birth will come. After 84 lakh such species, we may take birth anywhere or all of them, we don't know, depending on what we have done. And then, when human life comes, that's why this is very, very precious. Only in human life we can do something and come out of this life and death cycle. This is the same thing. And everyone thinks, oh, I am playing, I am working, I am employed, I am earning and all that. After that, oh, I have become old. And then death is certain. After death, again, this goes on and on and on. As long as we are having the desires, and if we don't get ourselves removed from the bondage of the material nature and come to divine. So actually, what is actually happening is we have no desire to come out of the material attraction. We are having some attraction or the other every time and we don't want to come out. It's a short story. The story of the king and the prison. The king, a good king, very nicely administrating his kingdom, he once gets the information that there are some problems in the prison, jail. And prisoners are very unhappy. So king says, oh, my prisoners or the people in the prison should also be happy. It's not that they are human beings. So he immediately goes, I will go there and solve all the problems. Announce in the jail that I am going to come and fulfill all their desires, all their wishes. So he goes to the jail, and here is the announcement. He says, "Today the king is visiting us. He will fulfill all the desires. Be ready for asking him. Whatever you want, you will get it." So king comes, and the prisoners, one by one, they want to explain. "Hey king, see my plate where I had to take the food. It is having so many dents, so many holes, so bad. It's in such a bad condition." King says, "Oh good, all new plates for all the prisoners." Oh, everyone says, "Long live king, Maharaj ki jai ho." Another prisoner comes and says, "King, see my blanket, so many holes. Oh, how we can wear this, how we can put on this winter." This is, "Oh yes, yes, really, it's true." "Okay, you are given the blankets, nice blankets." Okay, everyone gets, and again, "Long live king." One fellow at the some board, behind the boss, he says, "What is that you are asking? What is that you are asking? What is the use of this? What is the use of this?" I said, "Oh, you keep silent. We are getting so many things. You ask, what is the use of all these things? Why? What are you asking?" "Oh, shut up." Again, he says, "You see the state of our jail. Oh, so bad. How we can live?" King says immediately, "Okay, paint, do all that. Nice. Oh, so nice. Oh, very nice. Very nice. It has become from such a bad condition to, oh, everyone is happy. Oh, happy, happy." And again, "King, see, half roti and such a small quantity of sabji. Okay, give them more rotis. See this water. What sort of water we are drinking? Oh, no. Okay, good water." Again, every time this fellow was saying, one fellow was saying that, "What is the use of this? Why are you asking this? King has come. He will fulfill your desire." King becomes angry. "What is that? Every fellow is happy. They are taking and they are enjoying, they are happy. And you are the fellow who says, what is that you are asking? What do you want? You tell me. What do you want?" "Oh king, kindly release me from the jail. I want independence. I want to come out of the jail." King immediately says, "You are the person who is very wise. You are the most intelligent person." So he only was released from the jail. We see this. This is the one king feels. That's what we all should feel. How funny it is that all other fellows want to remain in the jail only and then enjoy in the jail. They don't want to come out. Actually, unfortunately, our thinking is also same. We get attracted to the material things and we want to stay here. "Oh, my son, my daughter, my money in the bank, my property, my car, my position, my. And we want to get attracted, we want to improve. We don't want to come. Actually, this is the, if we desire, if we are determined to come out of the miserable condition, then only we can come out. If we are not determined, then we cannot come out. So, why we lack the determination, this is the basic thing, is we don't have faith in the God. Actually, we get the life only once in 84 lakh. Here, a blind man in a big stadium, he wants to come out. Can you see where is the exit? Can you find out? Where is the exit? Where is the... yes. Where that fellow is doing that parota or chapati or whatever it is. And this is the old blind man. He is searching for the exit. Oh, where it is. Oh. Now he keeps on searching. No, not here. What to do? Such a long journey. And when he gets the opportunity to go out, he gets attracted. "Oh, something is here. Oh, such a nice thing." That man is there to attract, catch the people who are trying to go out of the exit. He says, "Oh, come here, come on, enjoy this. Why you want to go out?" he takes little bit and again he is just, I have to go out. Again he comes here, gets attracted, again, that's all, he can never go out. This is the same situation, we get attracted many, many times because we don't have the total faith in Krishna. Now, I give you another short story here. King and a minister, both are so close. Wherever king goes, minister is also present. Whether it is temple or war or anywhere, he is always present. The minister is present. So, once when the king was fighting in the war, he loses his finger. He loses his finger and he feels very bad. Oh, I lost my finger. How to fight? Oh, such a bad thing happened. I am such a pious man. Everyone was saying, oh, such a bad thing happened, king, really very bad thing. You are such a pious and good king and why such a bad thing is happening to you? It's very bad. This man, minister says, king, even if you lose your leg, you should not blaspheme, you should not scold the god. He is doing something good for you only. He is doing good for you. He is doing good for your benefit. King becomes more angry. This fellow says it is for my good. What sort of a thing you are saying? In the evening while passing through, again he meets the minister and again he asks him, tell me, really, is it beneficial to me? Is it for my benefit? Yes, king, it is for your benefit. Said, okay, I put you in the jail. You be in the jail. It will be for your good only. Minister says, yes, if Krishna, if God desires that I should remain in the jail, which is for my benefit, I will remain in the jail, no problem. Some days passed away and the king goes for hunting and hunting with his army, but unfortunately he becomes alone while shooting and going after the animals. When he becomes alone, when it becomes evening, night, then he searches for some small broken hut in the jungle and he lives in that. But in the night, the Adivasis, the tribal people, they come and attack him. They come. They think that this fellow has encroached our land. So he was alone, very easily he was caught. They shoot at him and they take him in procession saying that we have got a prey. So the king says, for such people the only one punishment, cut his head, beheaded. This man, let this man be beheaded. I said, okay, what to do? He goes, okay, now he has nothing. He was a king with so many army and so much of power, now nothing. He was dragged and taken for giving this sacrifice. And before giving the sacrifice, the person, the priest, checks up whether everything is okay. Because when we offer to Krishna, we should also check up whether everything is perfect or not. Only perfect things should be offered. If there is some problem, okay, don't. Like, suppose you have 5 apples, you want to give it to some Vaishnava who had come to your house. Oh, this is having some problem, some spots are... Give this to... Prabhuji, please come, please take. No, keep something defective with you and give the best possible. So, okay, here this man is examining, he is checking. Oh, immediately he shouts, oh, this fellow doesn't have finger. He cannot be sacrificed. King says, oh, such a foolish fellow, he doesn't have a finger. Release him, he is of no use. He was released and he runs and comes back to his kingdom. He meets his army and immediately releases the minister because he remembers. The minister was saying again and again that this is for your benefit. Now the benefit was seen. Yes, what God has done is for my benefit only. Then he says, I am very sorry, minister, I have put you in the jail, in the prison. Now, when I put you in the jail, you were telling that it's for my good only. Now you tell me, what was the good thing happened to you? You were in the jail. All people were saying, we don't know what minister had done, how many stories they might have made, and your honor had been just brought down so much. So what good thing God has done to you? Tell me. Minister says, hey king, you see, wherever I went, I was always with you. Whether it is a war, whether it is a temple, whether anywhere. And probably here also I would have come with you. And I am okay with all the fingers. And they would have simply killed me. So I have been saved by you only. So God saves. That we have to have the total faith in Krishna, in the Supreme Lord. Then only we can really prosper. Another short description, the story of Narada, Cobbler and Brahmana. The Narada is the one who is the most elevated person and liberates so many people and gives guidance as the guru. So he moves in the earth, Brahmanda everywhere. Once he comes and sees one Brahmana is doing such nice austerities with all the Vedas, he reads all the Vedas and does so many austerities and performs so many good things. Then he said, oh, so nice, I will talk to him. So Narada asks Brahmana, what is that you are doing? The Brahmana proudly says, I am the probably only one in this area who is performing so many austerities, and I am sure I will get liberated, not only now, not only me and all my families. Narad Muni, where are you going? Narad Muni says, I am going to Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu. Oh, Narad Muni, if you are going there, kindly ask him. Anyhow, I am sure I will be liberated because I am performing so many austerities and all that, I am very sure. But still, one word you just ask him, when I will be liberated. He said, okay, right. Okay, I will ask him. Thank you. He moves. And while moving in the earth, then he suddenly finds one fellow, one cobbler. He was stitching the shoes and always singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was stitching the shoes but still singing. He keeps the, he does all puja, whatever worship of Krishna, and he keeps his shoe box just below that because he doesn't have any other place. And he sees that, Are this fellow always singing, let me just talk to him. And he says, oh cobbler, what is that you are doing? What special thing you do? You just explain me. He says, whenever I get some money, I will do only one thing. I make some nice khichdi and then offer it to Krishna and then offer to all the people. That's all. More than that I don't do. And I have some small voice and I can sing. I always sing Krishna's Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. That's all. Nothing else. So Narad Muni says, I am going to Vaikuntha. You have something to say? Cobbler says, yes, Prabhu. Yes, Narad Muni. Kindly ask Bhagwan when I will be liberated. I am in such a bad condition. Can you kindly ask him? I said, yes. Narad Muni goes to Vishnu Vaikuntha and goes to Vishnu and he says, hey Mahavishnu, I have met these two people, cobbler and the Brahmana. Brahmana was very nice. He was performing so many austerities. So they want to come get liberated. Can you kindly tell me when it is possible? Mahavishnu looks and says, this man, no chance. How? Oh. And this man, yes, in this life only. For him, for the Brahmana, it takes maybe, we don't know how many, maybe many janmas, many births. Oh, is it? How is that? This man is performing so many austerities. Okay, just tell him that I am trying to take out elephant from the hole of the needle. Just you tell him that you have seen that I am trying to take out the elephant from the hole of the needle. And then you yourself will know. Said, okay. Then he comes and says, oh, I met Mahavishnu and Vishnu was doing like this. He was trying to take out the elephant from the hole of the needle. What sort of childish talk you are talking? Do you think I am a child or a kid or totally uneducated, illiterate? Well, I don't think you have gone to Vaikuntha at all. You are simply telling like that. Says, no. He doesn't believe. He says, you are just kidding me. Then he understands this man is not having any faith. He comes and tells the cobbler the same thing. Here I saw. Oh, immediately he feels he will do wonders. Such a big tree, such a huge tree. To become such a huge tree, the whole energy is stored in such a small seed. God can do any wonders. And one small elephant for the God Vishnu is nothing. He can do any wonders. He can put not one elephant. He can even insert two elephants at a time without any problem. He is the one who has created the whole world and doing such creations, and this is nothing. Then immediately he feels very happy that this life is going back to Godhead. So this is the thing, faith. The faith matters. The austerities or whatever externally which looks, oh, he is performing so much, but the internally, if we lack the total commitment and the faith on Krishna, this is not possible. We cannot come out. Actually, Krishna is the only enjoyer. We can only assist, we can only serve Krishna. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. The chapter 5 and 29th text. Krishna makes it very clear that I am the enjoyer. So, unless we clearly make up our mind, I am not the enjoyer, it is the Krishna, it is the God, it is the Supreme Lord, He is the enjoyer and I am His servant, I can assist Him. We cannot come out of this bondage, we cannot develop the real devotion. So, here the three examples which are given by Prabhupada in the introduction itself, the mission and the nut. If the nut thinks that I can perform whatever machine is doing, it is ridiculous. Similarly, if we think we can do independently, we can enjoy, it is really ridiculous. Machine can perform so many things with the help of nut, but nut on its own can do anything. The machine and the nut, when we give the water to the roots, then actually each and every flower and the leaf will get the energy and water. Not that even if you pour huge quantity of water on the leaf or flowers, it will take directly. No, not possible. We have to give water at the root. We have to give water only at the root to reach every leaf, every flower on the hundreds and hundreds of the leaves. Similarly, if the hand thinks, I want to enjoy, I have cut the apple, I have to eat. Can hand eat? No, hand cannot. We have to put the food in the mouth, through the mouth in the stomach. Hand cannot enjoy, it is the stomach which has to be fed, and each and every part of the body will get the energy. So, these are the three examples which have been given by Prabhupada. Again, we have to be very clear that we are not the enjoyer, Supreme is the only enjoyer. The material attraction only results like this. Each each one they come and commit suicide. That's all. They get attracted. They get attracted. We don't know what makes them to get attracted. It is surprising, no? You might have seen even anywhere when light comes during the little rain, so many mists are formed. These they get attracted. If you have a fire, they get attracted to fire because they light to the light. They get attracted and then that's all gone, right? Actually, material attraction is this only. Our precious, valuable life will be just wasted. So, in spite of knowing all this, unfortunately, our development for Krishna, taking the name of Krishna, the taste is difficult to develop in spite of knowing all this. Why? When we want anybody to take the name without any offense, with total devotion, okay, I have taken, I have finished 16, again why should I, because it is like the sugarcane juice. When we give to one person, he drinks the sugarcane and says, wow, it is bitter. Sugarcane juice bitter? Why it is bitter? If you try to examine, you can see his eyes are having yellow eyes or yellow jaundice. The person who is affected with the jaundice, when he drinks anything sweet, he feels it bitter. It doesn't taste him. But in the Ayurveda, the medicine for jaundice is sugarcane juice. Same thing. Even though it is bitter, when slowly as he takes the sugarcane juice, the disease is removed from the root. So that's what the text 7 of Nectar of Devotion says. Syat Krishna Nama Charita Disitapya Vedya Pitto Pataptara Sanasya Narojikanum Kintva Daradana Dinam Kaluseva Jashta Swadvikramat Bhavati Tadgadamulahantri. The holy name, character, pastimes and activities of Krishna are transcendentally sweet like sweet candy. Though the person who is affected by the jaundice cannot take the sweet, but it is wonderful that he will be cured of this disease by the same process of taking the sweet sugarcane juice. Similarly, gradually the name of Krishna, as we take, it will be destroyed. We should have the total faith. Yes, one day we will also attain slowly, one by one, the qualities described for our for becoming Mahatma. This is the main thing. We gather all the material desires one by one in our brain. This is the fellow who goes out and gets attracted, brings and fills the mind. He is the fellow. These are the demons. Many, we are showing only one, I am showing only one. But there are many, many, many get and frail. So, when we actually want to perform our mind, then it will be an obstruction. We have to clean the mind. Cleaning the mind is possible only by Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We may be cleaning, but if we keep on adding the garbage in our mind and there is no place for disposal, one by one, they get accumulated and become just like a big mountain of garbage. Tons of garbage in the mind. And for removing, how much we have to work? These 16 rounds, probably will be very, very, very less unless we are very serious. We cannot remove. So we have to become serious. We are accumulating our own conditioning and defects and our own sins. And our mind naturally doesn't work properly. We cannot see God, we cannot bring Krishna and ask Him to sit in our mind when so much of garbage is there. Krishna will not sit. Suppose we want to sit any place, if some dirt is there, we try to remove the dirt and sit. Okay, something you remove. And you want to bring Krishna in the mind with so much of garbage, definitely. That is why Krishna is not present in our mind. We have to make every attempt, keep on, don't lose the hope, but take the name again and again. One day or the other, that cure will be successful. The medicine will have full faith, full effect, if we do it with full faith. So we must make all efforts to come out of the effects of Maya so that we can come and get situated in the divine nature. The easiest way only is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Always, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Thank you very much. You have very patiently heard this small thing. Again I repeat, even though I am not qualified, you all are very well experienced and qualified. You have listen to me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, questions? Yeah.
You are most competent.
No. I am a fallen person. Don't pull me down further. Questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So, as you are saying that we should pour the water on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all the leaves will get a benefit.
Yeah.
So similarly, Krishna is the root cause of everything. So if we worship Krishna, everybody is going to get the same benefit, just like it is explained in Gita, everything. And I want to know all the expansion of Lord. If you worship Lord and all the expansion is getting benefit, or you have to separately pour water for expansion?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it very clear. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. I think this is the answer. Krishna says, makes it very clear, because slowly we may say this Lord, he is also equal. Krishna makes mam ekam. Vamekam sharanam raja. You have to surrender only to me. And then I will take care of removing all the sins and liberating you from the sins. Don't worry. Don't worry. Why are you going somewhere else? Why are you going there, here and there and other, whatever it is. Come on to me, me only.
I'm asking the expansions of the Lord.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, Krishna, after telling so many things, Krishna gives right from the Atma, Jnana and so many things he explains. And at the end, he says, Sarva dharma paityajya mam ekam sharanam raja.
So knowing this, then why we are attracted in all the other forms?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very, very big discussion. This is because when Krishna is doing anything, he will not do on his own. He will have his own personalities in different forms. But when you want to get liberation, when you want to come out of the material nature, and when you want to come out totally and get liberated, we have to surrender to Krishna. Of course, Krishna and Vishnu, there is absolutely no difference. They are non-different. Just like, suppose if you see, if you are acting in the office as the boss and come back home and just have dhoti and play with the children, same person, in different forms. There is no difference. Whereas if we go down further, then, it's not. Yes, Mataji. Any other questions? So actually at the end of each class, we will have a list of questions and some questions with four options. I didn't prepare. Otherwise, in our IYF classes all, at the end, after the class is over, the questions are asked. Then you have to choose the answer. And some of the members, they will also have the test maybe once in a month like that. So next time if I get the opportunity, I will prepare the questions also, so that we revise at the end.
One more question.
Yeah, please.
God is situated in our heart.
Yes. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smriti gnanam apohanancha. 15.
So when Lord is seated in our heart, then why we bother that our mind?
Yeah.
We should clean our mind and Lord to sit in our on the mind.
Yeah.
So mind is an enemy and mind is a friend.
Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to make mind as a friend.
Yes.
So when the mind is friend, then automatically Lord can sit in our heart.
Correct. Correct. How he becomes friend? These are the things which make us to forget. Forget Krishna. Enjoy. Oh, who is the Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen God? You have not seen. And you are, enjoy. What four basic principles, regulative principles? What sort of principles? Enjoy. Mind is not friend. He has turned as enemy only. So make him friend, we have to remove the opposition to God, opposition to Krishna. And only way is to clean our mind. Our mind should be clean. Should be cleaned means it should be removed of all this, which is not possible unless we are surrendering to Krishna.
Come. This Krishna is in our heart actually.
Yeah. Yes.
And he cannot interfere.
Yeah.
Activities, and we are not taking care of what this God inside our heart actually.
Yeah.
We should take care of our heart actually. He is monitoring. So we should not do any wrong things actually.
Yeah. So his point is 100% in line with what Prabhupada also says, and Bhagavad Gita indicates us that the human beings have got liberty. If that liberty is taken out, then there is no chance for the enjoyment. So Krishna says, enjoy. But forgetting Krishna and enjoying, that's what. The moment a person wants to enjoy, forgetting, oh, Krishna is enjoying, I should also enjoy. He is having so much of affluence, I should have. I. The moment I has come, Krishna is gone. Krishna says, enjoy yourself. Sarva karana karanam Ishvara parama Krishna Sachidananda vigra Anadiradir Govinda. Sarva karana karanam is the cause of all cause. Any cause, ultimately it is Krishna. So Krishna gives the independence, and the independence has been misused. It has been misused. We are forgetting Krishna. When a person is forgotten, then he is given the punishment of taking birth here on the earth. And we say, oh, we get the enjoyment. Again and again. Thousands, millions of births, we have been doing the same thing. Eating, mating, sleeping and defending. And we are suffering. Thinking that we will enjoy. I will enjoy. I don't enjoy. Bhoktaram yagna tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the enjoyer. I am the servant. My duty is to support him. What Krishna says, I have to follow. Krishna says this, follow this. Krishna, what Krishna says, we have to follow. Then we will enjoy.
And where is the meaning of this? I am the cause of all causes.
Cause of all causes. Anything. If you start analyzing anything, if you are finding the reason, why, if you keep on asking, ultimately it is Krishna. Anything you take. Why this tree? Where from this tree has come? Who had given the seeds? Who had made the seeds? It will go back. That's what. Sarva karana karanam. Anything, any science, any question you take, where the science is unable to answer, tell them. Ishvara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha anadiradir govinda sarva karana karanam. In this everything will come. Anadiradir govinda. He is the starting point and before him nothing was there. Everything, whatever has come is from him. He is the origin. That's all. Anything, whatever we see, he is the origin. Origin. Ultimately, he is the origin.
So, whatever disturbance comes or whatever happiness or distress comes is coming from him.
It is. Yeah, he is giving because we have done mistakes, we have done sins. The effect of the forgetting, effect of forgetting Krishna is to suffer. Yeah. Suffer.
That king and minister story is correct.
Yeah. What we are doing is, we say we want to enjoy. No. You have got the opportunity to ask the king to come out of the jail. No, you give better blanket. Oh, I got the blanket. Oh, so nice. I will enjoy in my jail. We are doing the same thing. Actually, we are doing. And Krishna gives the result. You have done? You have forgotten me? If we are not under the Devi Prakriti, if we are not under the divine nature, we have to be under material nature. Material nature will do three things that... Three kleshas it will give. So it will. The ultimate effect of forgetting Krishna is klesha, the dukkha, the problems, misery. We don't understand that forgetting Krishna is giving me misery and we want to forget and enjoy. We enjoy, we think we are enjoying, we are getting into the same thing, like getting attracted to the material things.